Hi, this is Lisa. You found me on Empower Radio. Thanks so much for choosing to be positive now. Now, I am sitting in my home studio. I do have a studio in my home. And your home should be your sanctuary. It should be a soft place to fall. It should be a place where you're inspired and where people want to come and relax and enjoy your company. Sometimes it's not. And if you want to change the flow in your home and things that are going on, there's something called feng shui. And we're going to find out a little bit about that and how it relates to our homes and how it can change our lives with a woman who is an interior designer, but more specifically, a certified practitioner of interior alignment, which sounds a lot like a cross between a decorator and a chiropractor. Hello, Tamara Stone.
Hello, Lisa Jesswine. So happy to be here.
Aren't you a little bit like a chiropractor for the home?
Absolutely. I look at lots of different things, and it's all how it's pulled together and how we make it all flow.
Absolutely. So let's just start right off the top, just in case no one has heard of feng shui. What is feng shui?
Well, feng shui literally means wind and water. It is the art and science of placement. And it is literally a 4,000-year-old Chinese practice, started in southern China, and it was used to bury the dead in a specific position, in a direction.
Like north, south, east, or west?
Correct.
And it just depended on...
Correct.
Okay.
And they believed that the direction of their ancestors was in a direct indicative, or not in...
It's a direct correlation to...
Thank you. A direct correlation to how prosperous they would be in their lives.
Really?
So it became a very careful art, the art and science of placement. And since then, it's gone into many, many different venues. There are different styles of feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
There's compass feng shui, where people will actually show up with a compass, and you know, if your front door doesn't face north, there are things that you can do. There's the black hat sect of compass or of feng shui. The style of feng shui that I perform is the instinctive feng shui. That is what I've been trained in, instinctive feng shui.
And what does that encompass when you say instinctive?
Everything is based, your Bagua grid, which is the energetic grid that is an overlay over your home, is based on the entrance to your front door. Your front door entrance, the entrance to the home. So it would fall in one of three different quadrants.
Mm-hmm. And what can feng shui do if someone were to have someone come over and place a few things? See, this is sort of new to me as well. I know a few things about feng shui, but not a lot.
Right.
So if someone has this done to their home, what can they expect to happen in their life?
Well, there's things that you can do energetically to make your life flow better. If you would like increased prosperity, if you would like a relationship, if you're looking at your health, how is your family life? What is your creativity level? Do you have children in your life? Do you want children? Helpful people in travel?
Wow.
Are you, in fact, we're going to look at your travel section of your home before we leave today.
Good. Okay.
Yes. And energetically activate that. And that would be done by what they called a cure. And what's a cure? A cure is something that you would place in one of these energetic spaces. If you go on my website, you can learn a little bit more about
that. Why don't you throw that at us?
Okay.
What's your website?
tstoneinteriors.com.
tstoneinteriors.com.
Right.
Okay. All kinds of neat little tricks about feng shui and what's happening.
Right, right, right. And the cures for feng shui are very, very simple. They are energetically things that move, anything that would move. For instance, a whirligig, water, a water fountain, anything that would move on its own. Light is also anything that has light, a crystal, anything that's sparkly and really crystals are a great, great aspect of that. Think what else? A fire, like not a fire, but a
I'm going to start a fire in the northeast corner of my home and see
Please
what happens. Yeah, everybody, don't take
candle,
some of these things so
a
literally.
Candle, a
okay,
in
yeah.
That area.
Yeah,
right.
That would work. So let's talk a little bit about, I invited you over here to my home because I wanted you to see, you know, some of the things going on in my home, the
right.
flow, the energy, the chi,
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Making sure the chi and the flow in my home is welcoming. So what were some of the things that you saw that I have done correctly and some of the things that I could work on as far as flow goes in my home?
Well, Lisa, the first thing that we always work with clients is clutter. And you've done a very, very good job of cleaning your clutter and moving things out of you that you don't really use. Mm-hmm. What you really want to do is go through your home with a fine-tooth comb and start at one area and go all the way through, whether it's a drawer, a closet, a room, a floor, the whole house, the backyard, front yard, etc. All of that really comes into play when it comes to clutter.
Okay.
Things that are no longer purposeful for you. You mm-hmm. want things that support you always around your home. Things that help you stay balanced, things that support you, things that make you feel good, things that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at a half-finished project or a something that no longer lifts you up, okay, I'm going to look around your office. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
The vacuum cleaner has to go.
I knew you were going to pick on the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, I'm so sorry. That must go away. Bye-bye. It has to be out of sight. We can't have the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it doesn't serve any purpose to look at it. It's not helping us at all. When we do need it, it is a useful object. There's three questions I always ask a client when we're talking about clutter. Is it useful? Do you love it?
Mm-hmm.
And do you need it? Three separate questions. If you can't answer yes to any of those questions, then you must release it. Let go
of
it.
What if someone says, I'm not sure if I'll need it. Maybe I'll need it later.
Then you don't need it. Then you're holding on to it.
Because we do. I mean, energetically, there are objects in our life carry that energy. And sometimes we just think, I just can't let that go. And I'm going to go ahead and confess. I just got rid of some stuffed animals that I have had in this office. And these stuffed animals were given to me at times when I was going through something very traumatic. But what that is, I was thinking of the love of it, but that object also holds trauma. So it stays in my space, this trauma mixed with love. And so I took up those stuffed animals. Yes, I admit I have stuffed animals in my home and I donated them. And I thought those can now go to someone else and bring joy and love.
Right on. Yes. That's perfect.
Okay.
That is perfect. Now, I have a 1 hour clutter clearing technique that's also kind of fun.
Do you come in my house for an hour and get rid of my clutter?
I can do that. I can. You may want to be here when I'm doing it because I may get rid of more than what you think.
I love it. So what's this technique?
All right. What you do is you go and set your timer. There's also a website called cooltimer.com. You can go online and do this. So you set your timer for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. No more, no less. All phones off, no distractions, and you just dig in. And you start at one end of your room, or if it's a drawer that you do for an hour, if it takes that long, go for it. But you clear clutter for 1 hour. That's it. And when you're done, the timer will go off and you are done. You don't continue on. The next day, if you decide you want to do a little bit more, that's great. But that's a super way to get started. Energetically, you're moving energy. And it is a big deal. I'm sure it was a little challenging to get rid of those stuffed animals.
It was.
Because there is an emotional attachment to it.
I actually called my sister who gave me one of them and asked her if it was okay.
Yes.
Because I started crying on the phone when I'm telling her. And I said, I'm just, and she said, well, of course you can give it away. And it's just the fact that I thought I had to call and ask her if mm-hmm. I can donate this. I mean, that was really hard for me to do. And so there will be places in your home where you're going to find those things and it's going to be hard to get rid of them.
Right.
But if you want to move that energy through your home and you want to change your life and be a new part of your life, then you have to let it go.
Right. Here's another tip is that if you're not ready to let it go. Perhaps you pulled all the stuffed animals down. You were looking at them every day. They're here in your office and you're saying, oh my gosh, they're so great, but they're kind of slowing me down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a trunk, put them in a box and put them away. You don't have to give them away. You can look at them again in 6 months and they'll make you feel great. And at that point, you can decide if you want to release it. You don't always have to just broom everything out right away because that can be a little brutal.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And it was first they went into the closet.
Yeah.
And then they went, and then they went, and then I was ready to give them away. So get rid of my vacuum.
Right.
What are some.
No, not get rid of it. Relocate.
Yeah. Relocate.
We don't want to see it.
Okay. What else?
anything that does not make you feel good in the space should either be upgraded or relocated. If your desk is supporting you and a great desk and you love it, do I love it? Do I need it? Is it useful? Do I love it?
Okay.
And you'd be surprised as you start to go through, even if you can do one room or just your desk that way. That's one of the reasons why we feel so good when we go shopping, is that there is no clutter. Mm. We go into the store and everything is beautiful. And there is a calm and a presence to that that makes us feel good. Feng shui, bottom line, it's all about feeling good and rearranging things to make the areas in your life that are not feeling good feel better.
Okay.
And to have that energy flow.
Okay. Now, you brought something up when we were in my kitchen.
Yes.
And what corner of the home is the love corner?
It is the far right corner, the okay. back right corner, based on the front door entrance. So the back yeah. right.
Okay. And so where we are up here, it's up there. And then downstairs, it's in my kitchen.
Correct.
And you noticed something.
Well, you pointed out that you had some love stones in the kitchen. You had a pair of love stones. And mm-hmm. I said, that's awesome. Then I started to look around and I saw a beautiful, a silver wine goblet?
Yeah, it's got like a wall plaque. Decoration.
Correct. Thank you. A wall decoration. And you had only one of those. And I'm thinking, we should have a pair of those or a collection of them so that it invites more than just one person drinking or imbibing or celebrating. Then we have also two photos of individuals eating. I said, well, I would have a picture of two people enjoying a meal or a group. When you're working for a relationship and it doesn't always have to be a love relationship. This is any type of relationship. We all have relationships. Mm-hmm. We have relationships with the guy who fixes our car because we are interacting with them. So we want them to be positive and we want to enhance them to the highest level. We want to put pairs of things in the relationship corner, and that's why your two love crystals are perfect. But I would add a little bit more.
I'm going to try and find either another goblet thing to go on the wall there
yes.
or a nice picture that shows a couple enjoying food together.
Yeah, something, someone in Paris or
Because, honey, I want to get some love up in here.
and back in that corner, the color red is also very good, and I think I saw some
My
red
kitchen
top
is
holders.
Red.
Yes, that
well,
was good.
And that's the – I have
yes.
the whole kitchen is red and black and white and a little
Excellent.
Bit of yellow. So we've got some. No, those are very good tips. Everything doesn't have to mean that you have to totally dismantle your house,
Absolutely
right?
Absolutely not. No. I wouldn't recommend that at all.
Because you can take pieces that are in your home and just change them around.
Yes.
From one room to the next or something
right.
like that.
You never want to have your back to the door.
Okay.
In any room.
And that means especially like in the bedroom, like where you set your bed up?
You want your bed to have when you're lying in bed, you want to have a view of the door. The idea is that no one is, quote unquote, sneaking up behind you or coming
uh-huh.
in where you do not have a view of the door. Same thing for a power desk position in an office. You want your desk to face the door.
Okay.
You do not want your back to the door. If by chance you're in an office space where your back does face the door and you're in a cubicle or you're in a space, you can put up a small mirror to reflect what's going on behind you so you can see what's going on behind you.
Hmm. Okay. Here were some, I don't know if they're myths or not. I want
yes.
you to give me true or false
okay.
about this. That when someone comes into your home, there should be a mirror on the wall immediately when they walk in.
False.
False. What? Because I went out and bought a mirror and put it right there.
That reflects the energy right back out.
I have got to take that mirror down.
Yeah,
now.
I didn't see that on the way in.
Yeah.
So we'll have to take a look at that again.
Okay.
Placement of mirrors is very specific, and you really don't want to bounce that energy out. A good place for a mirror is over a fireplace. Because in feng shui, we believe that the energy goes up the fireplace and you don't want it to go up and out of the house. So the mirror
okay.
will keep it in. A mirror at your front door is going to reflect and bounce the energy right back out.
All right, myth or fact,
yes,
that when you have ceiling fans, it's bad energy.
True.
No, no, you're not taking away my ceiling fans. Woman, I live in an old house and it's hot in here.
Oh.
Why? Explain that to me.
Okay, the whole idea of a ceiling fan, it's a chopping motion and it's a... it's a chopping motion and I don't want to say suffocating, the same reason why you would not want beams over your head. Heavy, strong beams. It's a very crushing motion and the ceiling fans are a very chopping motion. It's not great energy to have that over your head.
You can see my face right now. I'm looking at her like, you're not taking away my ceiling fans.
But you can have fans in a room. You just don't want them over you. And I think there may be, again, at the end of the day, when I work with a client, I like to make them happy. And so we get their space hunky-dory.
Okay.
And if ceiling fans are something they must have, I sometimes try to find the style of the blade of the fan that is not a big, heavy-looking one.
Okay.
Maybe we paint it to match the ceiling so it's not so visual. Or we get the kind that look like bamboo that, you know,
right,
float the air around.
So you work with people,
oh,
you know.
Yeah,
you
just you have to.
See my
you
disappointment on my face. Okay, here's another fact or myth or whatever, that you should close the toilet seat cover because that means money stays in the home then.
Okay, well, that's a double answer.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, all right. Energetically, I encourage all my clients and people I know to close the toilet seat. First of all, who wants to look at that anyway?
Right.
And it's just the proper thing to do. In feng shui, we believe the energy can go out through the toilet. There is some energy you want to go out through that area, right? To keep the good energy in and the bad energy out, one tip or trick is to take a piece of red thread or yarn or string, a red string, and you are going to tie that onto the exit plumbing from your home. And what that will do is keep all the good chi or the good energy in your home and allow all that ooky stuff that no longer serves you to go where it's supposed to go.
I got to tie a string around some plumbing?
We'll do it before we leave.
Okay, you know where all that is?
Yeah.
I don't know where. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. We'll find it.
We'll
go downstairs and we'll find that. It's the exit plumbing to your home. Everyone's got.
Does that mean I got to take you down to my basement?
Well, no, you can do it on your own. You can back to me on that one. How's that?
Oh, I will. I'm going to disclose everything. There's no secrets here.
Yes.
There's no secrets. We're good. We're good with that. Okay. Those were just some of the things that I had heard that feng shui, it meant something. So let's talk a little bit about money. And if someone wants to attract money into their life, what part of the house is the money section?
That is your back left corner, your abundance and prosperity. Opposite.
Okay.
So
as you're walking through your front door, that back left of your house.
Correct.
Okay.
The back left corner is your prosperity and abundance corner.
Hmm.
In that corner, it's helpful to put coins in a purple box. That's always a great thing to do. So if you're shopping around somewhere and you see a neat purple box, you can put your intentions in that for prosperity.
I love setting
intentions. I love helping clients achieve their balance. I'm also known as the balance chick. I'm all about balance because I believe if your house is balanced, you are balanced. Balance your space. Balance your life.
And you're going to have this whole cool thing that teaches people how to do that. TheBalanceChick.com.
Right.
Is something you're coming out with, this whole little kit that's going to help people balance their homes. So you can go to TheBalanceChick.com to find out more about them. Now, back to the money corner.
Okay.
Here.
Back to the money corner. Again, you go back to your activators. Light, crystal, anything that moves, a whirligig, a water fountain, live green plants. Those are also energetic. Music is also very good. So someone said to me once, I have a TV in that corner. I said, that's okay. I wouldn't put a TV in your love corner, but you can put it in your prosperity corner.
Okay.
So I like putting found coins in there or special coins with the intention of attracting prosperity.
I like that because and you know what? If you have someone in your home that is going to think this is a bunch of hoo-ha, do it anyway.
Right. Try a couple things. Try a couple things. And many times we like to work with what we call laser focus. So it's not, don't try to do everything at once. I had a client once who wanted to paint every room in her home a different color to energetically connect with the Bagua grid. It's like, no. You don't have to do that. You want it to flow. You want your home to reflect the things that you are attracting. So if you are attracting attracting positive health, we all want positive health, but if you need a boost in that area, mm-hmm. the center of your home is your health area. And in that area, I recommend doing a mini altar, and an altar can be lots of different things. If you don't have space for it, you can hang something on the wall, which you did here in your home.
You found I have a very neat, it's a heavy piece.
Right.
Actually, what is that?
Cement.
Cement. It's mm-hmm. this cement piece, but it is of cherubs having a beautiful party. They are laughing. They are kissing. They are dancing. And so that is, you said, right where my, what is it again?
Your altar.
That's my altar.
Right.
And that signifies what I'm all about?
That signifies your health area.
My health area. Okay.
And a lot of what you're all about. You can set your intentions there. It's a space you go to feel good. You could take it one more level and do a small shelf there with a candle. And as you light the candle, setting your intention for prayers for friends, for loved ones, for anyone that, you know, pets.
Right.
It doesn't matter who the intention. You can set the intention in that area because that would be your health area, your altar of your space. It's the center of the home.
Okay. And I want to talk a little bit about that particular piece because some people may say, for example, that piece was given to me by my ex-husband.
Yes.
And someone might say, that carries bad energy. Isn't it really what I feel about that piece?
Yes.
That's the bigger scope of it.
Yes.
I love that piece.
There you go.
When I look at that piece, I don't think about my divorce.
And again, what if we're going back to? All about feeling good.
Yeah.
So that piece makes you feel good. And you may look at all the positive points about that relationship.
Yeah.
And that piece represents that.
Yeah.
Intuitively need to listen to ourselves, and feng shui is another tool to mm-hmm. help you get there.
How can I attract, let's say right now, especially right now, a lot of people are changing careers or looking for new jobs. Is there a job, work, career corner in the house?
Yes, there is. Your career corner is, it's not a corner, it's the middle front section of your home. I believe your front door is in the middle of the mm-hmm. front of the house. That is your career area. And that, again, you can activate that with your cures of a light, a candle, a whirligig, a fountain. You can actually put a small box there and write your intentions of what you would like to happen in your career.
Mm-hmm.
A crystal, anything that, a mirror is also a good thing there. Anything that moves, I've already said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Like Tamara said, you don't have to try all of these things at once. You can pick one thing and one small corner. When I
right.
talked about getting rid of my stuffed animals, that was just a couple of little shelves in my studio here that I kept looking at and it was causing me distress. So I took that one little section, made it the way I wanted to, put a few heart things in the corner that was sort of the love corner over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hoping someday that happens.
It will.
It will. I'm setting my intentions. I'm doing my thing. But this is our home here. But what happens then? We've got our home and we're flowing and we're doing well. And then we go to work.
Right.
And we're at our desk and all that bad energy is there. What can we do in our workspace?
Okay. Energetically, the neat thing about feng shui is that you can macro feng shui. You can micro it. It can go big. It can go small. You can macro feng shui your space by looking at your whole plot of land. You can do your house. You can do a room. You can do your desk. You can feng shui your desk and energetically activate the different areas. Again, by sitting at your desk, you are looking at the Bagua grid from that area. So you sit at the career area. Your relationship is the far right. Your prosperity is the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Your reputation is right in front of you. So I have my phone in my helpful people in travel area. It's a great space for energetically information to come in.
You know, most of the little cubicles, your back's facing the entrance of the cubicle. Let's face it. That's how it's built up.
So you would put a mirror up in front of you so you could see who is going, what's going on behind you. And the idea is just so that you, so no one talks behind you. So nothing goes on behind your back. Not that it always does, but that energetically is what the mirror represents. If you cannot face the door.
Okay.
Your back is to the door. You don't want anyone talking behind your back or things going on behind your back. You don't want to be the last one to know something. That's what that's all about.
And you can figure out where the money thing is in your workspace. Let's say you're wanting going after a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's whirligigs, right?
Right. Or put a crystal on your far left corner. You could get a great paperweight that looks like a crystal or that is a crystal.
Yeah.
Salt rock lamps are very cool. There's so many things out there.
Yeah, let's just face it. If you're feeling stuck, okay, why not try feng shui? Why not?
That's right.
It might not even cost you not 1 cent because you can take items that you already have in your house going, oh my gosh, I already have a crystal. Oh, now I'm going to figure out where to place it.
Right. Well, and a lot of times it does help having another set of eyes look at it. And I even bring my pals in to help me look at my space because I don't always see it. Mm-hmm. I see everybody else's and have that, you know, the blessing and the curse of the Terminator. I walk in and it's like, da 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 da, that must go, that must go. Oh my God. And then, but I think energetically it does help. And I can work with clients via the computer, meaning
if really?
You, yes, if you took pictures of your space and you drew the grid out for me, there are many ways I can work with a client. I don't actually have to walk through the space. If they are geographically too far and they needed some help or tips, I can definitely help someone. But I definitely can help here too.
Absolutely. So, you can go to tstoneinteriors.com, tstoneinteriors.com, and get a hold of Tamara Stone. And are there any books out there or any other type of websites that anyone could look at for more information?
There's so many. It's hard to actually... I recommend a couple things. I would go to the bookstore and really look at a few books on feng shui. It can be overwhelming. Mm. And some of the people that are trained in the directional, the compass feng shui, that's pretty intense. And there's calculations and...
math, no.
Yeah, that is not me. And the type that I provide is instinctive feng shui, and it's all based on the entrance to the space, the entrance to your home. So to answer your question about different websites, I think that's just such a personal thing that you know when you're resonating with something or not. Right. So,
and it's the same thing at the bookstore too. Yeah. If you're looking for books on feng shui, when you stand in front of that section, see where your eyes go.
Right.
Pick a book up. Do you want to immediately put it down or are you intrigued and want to flip the pages?
Right.
That's going to be a good indication.
It's not as hard as you think. And the first thing is to really, really clear the clutter above you and below you. Basements must be clean. Attics must be clean. And then, of course, everything that you look at every day should just make you happy and pleasant. And it is a little bit of a shift. But it's so worth it because then you come home and you can, or when you get to your workspace, you can do what you're supposed to do. You can do what you're on this earth to do. It's
relax.
Clear.
It's going to be effective for you. And you know what? This is your time. This is the time when you take hold of what it is that you want and you can do feng shui to help you get there. Am I going to say it's definitely going to happen within 2 weeks or whatever? No, I'm not. But if you're looking for other ways to help make something happen, this is a really good place to start.
Right.
Tamara, thank you so much for joining me and for looking around my office here in my home. And we're going to go tie strings around my plumbing and take a look at all the corners of my home. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about feng shui and what it means for you, you can check out tomorrow and even email her. Go to tstoneinteriors.com and she's got that really great kit coming out, thebalancechick.com. Both of those will set you on the right path to having flow in your home and flow in your life. Thanks everybody for choosing to be positive now.